You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, all my luminaries. My looms, shout out to all of you out there. I know it's been a crazy busy week. It's a lot going on. I'm going to get into something I want to talk to you guys about. But before I do that, let's give a shout out to our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. He is a senior real estate and probate specialist, and he will take care of all of your needs. We are also ready to take on new sponsors. So anybody out there wants to get in, we've been here a while now, a couple of years. I was told by Sam Hassan, shout out to Sam, the owner, that we are doing quite well. So I can bring in a few more sponsors. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Before I get into something, I want to know how many out there of you have been called to do jury duty and you're over a certain age. Now, I don't mind. I'm a veteran. So as far as I'm concerned, I've done what I need to do for my country, which is serve and not get myself killed. I did get some scars and wounds and everything from being in the military, but I think it's totally unfair for the federal government to insist on having people that are veterans that have all kinds of stuff. I don't go around whining about what all my problems are. Oh, I've got this pain. I'm doing this. I don't do that because I'm just not that kind of personality. I'm kind of optimistic, which is why I've made it through so many things that most of you could not even handle. So I heard somebody on one show, I think it was a guy that was doing some readings or something, and he was saying, he was talking about the X-Men, I think it was Jean Apocalypse Now. And a lot of people think like, you know, I know there are people out there that don't know me personally, will never know me, may find me somewhere. But it's taken me a very, very long time to get here. And I take offense to those of you out there that have the nerve and the audacity to be jealous and envious of people that have worked their butt off to get where they need to go. It hasn't been handed to me. And I've been stepped on and kicked down more times than you can ever imagine. And I would have the strength, the inner strength to sustain. And I feel like, we get punished. Oh, you sustain something, and just because you're not whining about your sciatica or whatever other thing you're going on, oh, we think you're okay to come in and sit for hours, and you just told us you're in pain. So I'm going to send in something to the president or whoever handles these kinds of things up there, because it's unfair. If you don't believe somebody's doctor, I have my doctors from the VA that know what's going on with me. That's them, our business, not yours. So just because you don't see me up here whining and acting all pitiful and broke down doesn't mean that I don't have things that I have to endure. There are things that happen to me in the military. I have to endure them the rest of my life. They will never go away. So I can either succumb to them or decide that, okay, that's what I was dealt. Let me handle it in the best possible, most gracious way that I can. So I just wanted to speak out about that. It's some stuff in this country. One reason we're having so many problems is we're trying to follow some old paradigm that is not working. It's like somebody 5 years old still trying to fit in the clothes. They get 16 and they still trying to wear clothes that they wore when they were five. It's a different world. And it's unfortunate that we've allowed one culture to dictate things on a global level that just don't fit everyone. You know, if it were something broad, that would have considered a whole world, but that's not the case. Whoever decided to set up things, they set up shop without mind that other people had to be in the party to make the party go. It's not a one-person party. Everyone has to have a little bit of say. And in my opinion, if you're going to have a cabinet, have it full of everyone that is represented in the society. You've got gay people, have gay person on the cabinet. Have Black people in the cabinet. Have Latin people in the cabinet. I mean the cabinet that makes the decisions, not these little outlying branches that we put on just for people to have a job. And it's going to get worse. You guys sitting up there feeling like you're so comfortable because you have money and everything. The United States is not in the same position as it was. The dollar does not mean the same as it did. Americans are not looked up to or respected as much as we were. And the people that have had a hard time struggling, scraping, trying to make by, those are the people that are survivors and will make it through to the other side. Those of you that have never had anything happen, oh, I've never had to really have any hard times because my mom and daddy had money all the time, or, you know, I did this and that, and I never really, I don't know how, well, you're going to know now by the time it's all over with. I bet you'd be running. Nobody's going to care about your money. It doesn't matter. People are struggling with money, mental problems, addiction problems, you know, family problems that aren't going to go away. And you can pray to Lord Jesus and God all you want to until you change karmically. Nothing's going to change. That's what we're out here as Buddhists trying to tell you guys, with those of you that think you know everything, because America has taught you one way and didn't prepare you to deal with all kinds of things that may happen in the course of America growing up as a country. That's what I wanted to say. It's sad. I feel embarrassed some days of being American. It's just not that intelligent. Yeah, there are people that are bright. Steve Jobs. So what? What is Steve Jobs having a job at Apple have to do with me making money every day and making a living and paying my bills? What is Kim Kardashian, Zendaya? What does any of these people have to do with you and I making money to pay our bills, to make our life better? Other than inspiration, nothing. We don't get it. It's like something is like a blinder. Oh, control them, because as long as they hate somebody like Osiris or someone that has something important to say or something not about sex or whatever like that, you know, you can keep them controlled. It's control. It's a controlling mechanism, a control factor. They're never going to get together as a society. And as long as they never get together, we can always keep them controlled. We don't get it. But I bet you by the time it's all over, we will. Because a lot of people are not going to make it. It has nothing to do with your money anymore. Nothing to do. There are people that can rent Lexus, rent Mercedes, rent whatever kind of car it is. They've got the money. Who knows if they own it or not? The whole point is it show, right? Or not. There are people that actually have money. And the people I know that were born in the money, you never know they have money like that. I can tell people that have never had anything. First thing they do is start acting like people that have never had anything. Ignorant. Don't know what to do with money. Oh, I want money, but I don't know what to do with money. I don't even know what to do with power. I don't even know what to do with my own talent, let alone somebody giving me something or handing me something that I am immature and cannot handle. And so, you know, I get upset about things like this. It's like, it's an insult to my intelligence sometimes talking to people. And everybody walking around telling what they believe in. Oh, I believe in God and Jesus. This is how they feel to me. Like I'm a thud. Like unless they're young, there's no life condition. Unless they're a youth, they're not pumping any energy. It's all like, oh, I go to work, I come home, I scratch my balls, I eat, I shit, I make love, I barely do that. That's how it feels to me. Very, very few people that I've met have the energy to be alive. People look like they're walking around half dead, whether they're driving a Lexus or a Kia. Just dead, with no life, just drained from living up to some bullshit every day. Living up to something doesn't even make sense. Like, who taught us all of this? And when your eyes open, it's sad. It's like, it makes you feel like doing something really weird, because it's like, are you kidding? You still trying to run all this old stuff in 2026, then wonder why the society looks all crooked and twisted and stupid. Oh my God, we should be embarrassed. You know, that we've allowed this kind of stupidity to go on, you know. But I was thinking about, I reconnected with some people from my past. They're people that never did anything to me. They proved themselves to be trustworthy. I have been a little young in the past and a little immature. So sometimes it has been me that has been incorrect in my perception about some things, like meeting very wealthy men and not being mature enough or educated or broad-minded enough to handle meeting those kind of men. So what did I do? I went back and got one that I thought I could bring the potential to the surface. And it's just not there. You can't bring out someone's potential. You can inspire people to bring out their own potential. But if a person is presenting themselves as, oh, I got myself together and I'm badass, and then once you open up the door, the package, and find out there's nothing in there, then, you know, it's kind of sad. And that's kind of what I did. I used to try to hold myself back. Oh, let me help somebody that's less fortunate, or let me help somebody that's doing this. And I have helped those people, and they in turn, and I have been helped. And every time somebody helped me, I said, you're not wasting your time. Because you helped me, I have to do what I said I was going to do. Otherwise, I'm a lie. You wasted your time and your money and your energy or whatever else you gave of your own free choice and free will. And I swear, if it takes me whatever it takes, I will give back every piece of energy, every dime, whatever, you know, that I've taken, because I'm here to do something. I'm not here just wasting time, japping my gums off, got time to be gossiping and stuff about people. That's empty to me. And a lot of those people I've cut off. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for idle gossip and stuff that got nothing to do with me. I kind of can't control what Trump does and what the government's doing. All I can control is what Osiris does and how Osiris perceives and how Osiris is going to make an impact. When I leave, I want people to know I was here. Not, oh, there was just somebody that didn't do nothing. You know, they had every chance in the world to do something. They just turned out to be a bum. To be kicked off the planet, running around BSing. There are people with no legs and no arms out here making valuable contributions, and we gonna walk around just because we're lazy and complain about what we cannot do. Please miss me with that. I'm serious. And for those of you out there that don't know me, don't come up to me and start talking to me about that. I don't want to hear about Trump. I don't want to hear about poverty. I don't want to hear about anything, but how are we going to take what we have and move it forward? That's what I want to hear about. I can't change anything in the past. I'm aware of the past, and I know it has affected the present, and I know that what we do in the present will affect our future. I mean, that's common sense. You don't need Buddhism to tell you that, but Buddhism is common sense. You don't need someone to tell you that, to take care of yourself. Didn't your mom and dad teach you hygiene? We went to school. We took home ed. We took gym. We took all of those things. So where is the problem? I say, and a lot of other people that do what I do say, it's inside the human being themselves. Inside of us. Not out there in the ozone. Not, oh, whatever. You know what I mean? But let me tell you something about what we kind of think about things, of different philosophies. For those of you women, men out there, are people that can't seem to find partners, and when you do find a partner, you can't sustain it, we call that a lack of fortune. You haven't made enough good causes throughout the span of your timeline to get a partner that is equal to you, or that you can manage, so that if there is conflict in the partnership or relationship, it is minimal, because both individuals are tending to their own development. They're not trying to fix the other person. They're like, okay, we're coming together. You got this, this, this. I've got this, this, this. Can we do this, this, this? Are you looking for something long-term, short-term? If people would be honest, it would be better. You got people out here lying. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm just going to talk to Osiris because she cute and, you know, she looks like she can do it and all. They're gonna, don't come, really. Miss me. I'm too intelligent and it's insulting to me. I don't care if I am a good-looking woman. You look at my mind. Because that's what I pride myself in, my thinking ability, my nurturing ability, my ability to be abstract, my ability to be, if I need to be reserved, my ability to be discerning, my ability to be an artist, my ability to help other people help themselves. When I see them helping themselves, why wouldn't I help them? That's what I want somebody to see in me. Not, oh, yeah, look at that butt on them and all that. That is, come on, you guys. Have we gotten this shallow? That's all I see. I'm so sick of that. All you see is, oh, somebody's booty and them showing their shape and their figure. Yeah, well, let's see you have the same shape and figure when you get my age. Because I've kept mine. Let's see you have it. Everybody looks cute when they're young. You'd be cute, too, if you were 20-something years old, had every designer coming after you because you've got a name and you've got PR people and you've got this, that, and the other. But what would you be at the end of the day if you didn't have those things? I look for the people that can be that great without those things. Who are you away from the camera? Who are you behind the scenes? Are you a real person or a fragment of what somebody wants you to be? I've always thought to be myself. I never heard of the word authentic because I was so busy being authentic. I didn't need the word. And then again, I posed the question, do you really want authentic? Do you really want somebody to tell you how they feel about you? Do you really want somebody to express how they really feel about the president, how they really feel about their aunt, how they really feel about their mom and dad or their wives or their children? And you might get a whole different perspective if people were really honest. Everybody doesn't need children. It doesn't mean that they're bad. It means they may not have the patience to handle somebody else's needs that need until they can't need anymore and they have to learn how to need something else. Everybody can't handle being around the same person for years without no change, no kind of, the person hasn't changed. Oh yeah, well, we're doing the same thing we did there. And it's because the people in the relationships are not growing and not changing. If it were, in fact, it would be an exciting, new, transformative thing every time you see each other. What did you, oh, wow, you know. Yeah, did you finally learn that thing you were trying to learn, babe? You know, because I've got my own stuff I'm trying to work on over here. I'm trying to work on my temper. I'm trying to work on my ability to not shut up, you know, when other people are talking or to not to interrupt. Or those are things that we should be priding ourselves and working on, not, you know, trying to change something else. The environment is a result of who we are. It's reflecting who we are inside. We're not separate from the environment. And whoever has taught us that, they're liars. It's not true. I've lived long enough to see it. It's just not true. There are over 134,000, something like that, religious beliefs. How did one belief say they're better than everybody else? It's stupid. And it's not true. And then look at your society. Look at our society. We got the audacity to be arrogant enough to run around telling everybody else how we're so good and we know so much about good and evil, and we're allowing good and evil to dictate the very world we live in every day. Most people won't even stand up for what's right or see somebody being doing wrong and won't say nothing for fear they might die. I'm not afraid to die. I've lived long enough. I've done a lot of things. I would like to know how it lives to not without struggle. Before I go, I'd like to know how it lives to really know what love is, how love feels, how it looks, how it smells. I would like to know that before I go. I'd like to see kids from all of the cultures playing in a playground without fighting before I go. I'd like to see women respected. Women, come on, men. Women have babies. Can you have a baby? Well, get out of our face. You can't have no baby. You can't even bring babies to life. And a woman doesn't need you to have a baby. It needs your sperm. But you can get that from a dead man. You don't need a person to do that anymore. And you dare disrespect us, people that bring life to a planet? How dare you? And then I was reading about the Salem massacres, this murder women, because you're so ignorant about your own feminine side that you can't even understand. Women have periods and cycles. They're not witches because they're bleeding every month. Dumbass. I mean, we're this stupid. This is where your society has come from. So what makes us think that we're so intelligent now that we know what to do? We're so intelligent and we're still bastardizing women and children. And oh, now that we're greedy, oh, greed is off the chain now. Let's use the most innocent things in our society. That's the last of the purity, the women and the children. Let's put them in situations where they have to think and act like adults. And you know why we're allowing it? Because it makes money. For now, till those same kids turn into some weird and crazy, and then everybody wants to be, oh my gosh, look at his son, how he turned out, blah, 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 blah. Because you taught money, you taught education, but you taught no self-development. You taught no self-pride. You taught no self-respect. And even the things you taught, they're lies. So come on, you guys. We should be embarrassed. You should be asking yourself these things. Did what, Miss Osiris? I say Miss Osiris because that's what the kids call me. Miss Osiris is, you know, is what she's saying. Look around you. Look around you. Do you know I'm afraid to walk on the same sidewalk now with men? If I see a man doing anything, but walking a dog or talking on the phone or just minding their own business, I get off the sidewalk and go the other direction. Because I know physically that if somebody tried to come for me, I'd have to scream, yell, call the police. I could try to protect myself, and I am. I'm pretty sturdy. I'm a veteran, and we've been trained, you know, to protect ourselves. But at the same time, I'm not a man to be out here trying to fight nobody, man, woman, and nobody else. I'm a lover, not a, I hate stuff like that. I don't like conflict. I don't like crowds of people that it's in conflict. You know, it's part of what my mental problem is. I don't like being around conflict and things going awry and all that. I can't handle none of that. No, it can't be peaceful, you know, around me, or you still got some kind of anger or issue with your moms and your dads. I can pick it up intuitively. And if I move away from you, that's why. I have Libra rising. I like peace and harmony. If I have to say something about something that bothers me, I say it, done. It doesn't go any further. When I talk to my friends, I'm not judging them about who they are and where they've come from and what they've done. I'm just trying to listen to them. And, you know, I interrupt. And my friends have say, I'm not done what I'm talking or whatever. But I've never told one of my friends, oh, yeah, you should change or you should not be yourself. I can't handle because you interrupt me all the time. I had one friend said, and I moved away from them too. When did you become so perfect? You do the same thing, obviously, or it wouldn't bother you. It's something you see because it's in yourself too. Rather than being a good communicator and saying, listen, Osiris, I know you're busy or whatever, but can you just, I need some time with you. Can you give me like 20 minutes? Of course I can. See the difference? But we don't know how to communicate like that. We think that, oh, we don't talk to people for a while, and all of a sudden we call them out of the blue, and they're just supposed to stop everything, and because we have an issue that we just have to talk to them about right now. Well, you know, like I told somebody, I've called you, and you didn't return my call. You didn't see me getting all twisted up. I figured you're busy if you don't return my call. Why would I have a friend that I feel that if I don't return their call, they're not my friend anymore? Then you're not my friend. I don't need to have you as a friend. It's fine. We can part ways. Thank you. We've worked out our karmic debt and I'm good. but I just don't have the time anymore. I don't know what I'm put here to do, but I know it's something big because people have come for me ridiculously that I'm like, if I was just some little Waco, Texas, Amarillo, Texas girl, or whatever, they wouldn't have bothered me. But now that I kind of see what's going on, I've gotten old and mature enough to see the bigger picture of who, what I am, what I'm supposed to be here to do. Woo! No wonder I don't have money. I've got me. And when you have a powerful inside, people are intimidated. They're just scared. Because you don't need money to be who. I don't need money. I need money for comfort and to pay bills and things like that. But in terms of what I need in life, I've got this inside that you cannot buy. You can't take it from me. You can't mimic it. It's not yours because it's been developed and it's been given to me and only me. It's like your talents and gifts have been given to you and only you, whether you are tapped into them or not. You know, and it's just unfortunate that we lean on things outside of ourselves. I've been guilty of it. I leaned on things for many, many years before I became a Buddhist, before I became a metaphysician, thinking that something out there was going to help me, something out there was going to save me. And until something pushed me into myself and said, look, you got to go inside yourself and you got to take some deep solitude in solitude. Spiritual practices are solemn. You should be embarrassing expressing your spiritual practice all over the net and stuff like that. Spiritual practices, from what I know about people that are actually spiritual, they're solemn. They're done in private so people can express and do what they need to do to talk to whatever they believe in faith-wise. It's not a joke where you're making jokes about being spiritual, you know, and that's what we've done. I watched a lot of, and again, it's because I've grown. And other people that have grown with me don't find it funny anymore either. I watched, I think it's Kevin Hart's AF or something. It's called AF or whatever. And I like Kevin Hart. I like most comics. I came out of working for the first comic agency in Hollywood, in America that I know of, Spotlight Enterprises. That's where I started with Jeff Patterson and Robert Williams. And I mean, I've been trained by the best. You know, it's a different in the level of profession of someone that was trained by someone that's never left their community, never been anywhere. Now, hear what I say. I'm not saying that those people aren't intelligent. I'm saying their level of thinking may not be out here. You know, it may be just in the community. And then you might be a person like me that wanted to move more outside of the box, more outside of the community, more out to the whole world, a whole globe that we call a world. That was me. I am just a curious person. I like knowing about other cultures, other things. Being just Black is boring to me. I'm serious. It would be boring to me to be just white. It would be boring to me to be just Mexican or whatever. It would be boring. Only because, not because I don't like my culture, but because I've expounded on my culture a lot. I grew up around people that let me know I was Black, was proud to let me tell me I was Black, and didn't talk about anything but us being Black. I went to an all-Black school. I went to all-Black high school, all-Black elementary school. I was not mixed in until I went out in the world into the U.S. Navy. Then I found about all these other cultures, although my dad and my uncles and brothers were all military people, and they had all experienced other things outside of the country of America. But they were still Black Americans. They didn't leave their Black somewhere and came back another culture. They expanded upon what they already were and came back as an even better Black person, you know, for those that used the opportunity for what it was supposed to be used for, is what I'm saying. So, you know, when I get up here and talk to you guys, I'm talking from a very broad perspective. I just don't have that, whatever that little narrow community stuff we were taught, I left that years ago. Because when I looked out there in the community and saw what was going on, it didn't make common sense to me that if people were following something that really were true, it just wouldn't look like that. If you go on a paint a house, can't you tell the house has been painted? It's got new paint on it. Oh, well, all of us are out here talking about what we believe in and this, that, and the other. And look at really what then miss me, whatever it is, I don't want to believe in that. Because it looks weird to me. And that we're basing, everything is so shallow now. People look at you strange if you're kind and you smile and speak to them. Like, what are you doing? You spoke to me. Because that's the way I was raised, is to be kind and honorable and respectful towards people, you know, that kind of thing. And I just think it's sad. I think we should, you know, and I don't try to push everybody to be Buddhist or whatever. The way I am, a lot of Buddhists are conservative and reserved. There are Buddhists that think I'm weird because I like astrology. I found astrology to be a beautiful science. And I feel sad that the society wants to control people so much that they wouldn't dare teach you how to read your own natal chart and show you there's a map that was laid out just for you and only you from the time you're born until the time you die. It doesn't dictate how you should use it. It just say, here's all the tools we gave you. When you step foot in this planet, for this lifetime, here's all of the tools that we gave you to use. And then we even showed you where you come from. All of this can be found in a natal chart. We can show you where you came from in the other lives. And if you don't want to believe in other lifetimes, let me pose this to you. Because it insults my intelligence. But I'll do it anyway. If your relative, let's just say it's a relative, a friend, your mom, your dad, they died of some horrible disease. They were murdered. They were killed in a car crash, died or whatever. It was some dishonorable something, you know, that, geez, why'd they die with that? I don't know. Everybody didn't die with it. They did. If everybody died with it, then you could say maybe it was something out there. But everybody didn't do that. Like I didn't leave my parents' home sick. So if I got sick, it was something I did along the way in discovery, you know. But let's just say they died a horrible death in your concept, because it's not mine, it's a word and I can't think of it right now, but it's the you know, one concept that everything is one and we're just from some seed, you know, we're just praying to somebody that we ain't never seen or whatever. I didn't say it couldn't be felt. I said we've never seen it. I've only felt the presence of energy. I've seen things from other walks and other spheres and other galaxies. And if you want to call me crazy or whatever, I could give a rat's patootie, because I know what I've seen with my own eyes. I know who I've met in my life. I know what I've had to unlearn because it was stupid and ignorant and didn't make sense in a big, big world. Yeah, as long as I was in a community, it did, you know. But once I stepped out into the big world, that stuff went to the garbage so quick, like, zip your mouth, open your eyes, your ears, and watch and learn is where I've come from. So let's just say you believe in only one thing. This is the only life you have. And something like that, and you die a horrible death. Don't you think it would be kind of sad and uncompassionate that you couldn't come back and develop and do better? Come on, really? That you just out there in Ku is void in space because there's no consciousness out there. Unless you're so developed as a being, by the time you leave, you can expand your consciousness into space and connect with all the other consciousnesses out there. Okay? Let's just say you're not. You're just stuck. You ain't never going to be nothing else in life. You're just going to be the poor soul that died in 2026, 2025, or whenever it was, or something that they didn't even have a cure for. And you can never help yourself. You only got one life. But if you think a little broader and use a little more of your brain that we were given that we don't want to use, You can think, wow, you know, when I go outside, the air is expansive. It really feels the whole atmosphere, even though you can't see it. You can feel it, but you can't see it. It's the air element of air. Fire can be seen, but if you stick your hands in it, or if it's too hot, you'll get burned. Water. I love that Bruce Lee, one of my favorite people in the whole world, this world, next world, any other one, you can always find me. I'll be looking for you. How he talks about water. It can crash. It can move. It can sit still. It has all of these ability. And the very element that I used to hate being, I'm a water sign, the very element I used to hate being is the very element that can take on, mimic anything that it's around. If water is contained, it will take on the shape of the container. If it's doing whatever, it can mimic anything. It can, you know, depending on what kind of water it is, and that fixed water, that Scorpio, you know, fixed water is fixed. So it's like a whirlpool where it draws into itself. It draws you in, draws you in, draws you in. Pisces is all over the place. It's like a bubbling water where it just hits and then just goes everywhere, everywhere. You know, Cancers, I would say, like still water. You know, it sits comfortably in a location and a space without moving that much. You know, so you have Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, fixed, cardinal, mutable. See? And so, you know, I mean, you have to understand again that not everyone believes in these concepts, but not everyone believed at one point that Black people were human. So, you know, I don't listen to anything mankind has to say. You know, you are, aren't you the same society that said Black people weren't human? Aren't you the same society that said there was no such thing as people crossing over from the other side and no one could ever talk to them again? Now, all of these things have now been proven by science not to be true. But just think of all the lives, all of the things that were done in the name of the God we trust, in the name of all these things against other human beings. Because we were too ignorant and unintelligent at the time to think any other way. But now that we've grown a little bit, it's okay. But if I could tell you, cause and effect is strict. And even though we think those things are over, we still have to pay for all of those negative causes that we made. And if you don't believe me, keep living long enough. You'll figure it out. We are paying for all of those things. Because we think that if we just pray to something up there, or just say the name or whatever, that it's going to go away. And it's just not the case. When I hear of devout people, and I'm talking about devout people, beautiful people, Christian, Buddhist, whatever, otherwise, and I see that they're suffering, that's what bothers me, is that they're suffering. Miss Osiris, I've been to church, I prayed, blah, 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 blah. My son still won't get off of, she's not off of drugs. And I try to explain to them, is not your son. It is a karma that you have incurred. And your son is reflecting the aspect of something inside of you that you cannot see. And the only way you can see it is you have to have an object of worship to show it to you. Something that can reflect it. Because it's on the inside. You need a mirror to see it, don't you? Can't see yourself. You can't even see your own face without a mirror. So obviously, if it's on the inside, you need something that can act as a reflective mirror. You know, it's, you know, oftentimes we project. We think things are, it's them, not us. You know, I'll go back to getting to my own thing. Now, I've been married and, you know, I didn't make the best choice of marrying. But I can't then blame the person because I didn't make the best choice. I knew better. I tried to give the person a chance because the person had potential. They were, you know, in music, you know, they did this, they did that. I looked at that as like, wow, there's a person that's trying to do something. They're trying to make it. Maybe I can inspire them to do better because I'm going to do better. I'm going to make sure I do better because I'm committed to doing better. That's what I said. That's what I'm going to do. But that's not what happened. Rather than, again, using that as an example, rather than people saying, wow, look at what my wife, my husband, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, whatever it is doing, I want to do that too. Babe, can you show me how to do that? That's not what happened. They became jealous, envious, narcissistic. And this narcissist don't have to just be men. It can be women, anybody. And their lives, instead of them basing their lives on Myoho, meaning the part of life that has the mystical part of life, that has nothing to do with anything other than what are you put here to do? Why don't you try finding that out versus being jealous and envious of people you may or may not even know? Because every time we do that, it shortens our lives. It makes our lives smell bad. You wonder why people don't want to be around you, and it's because your life smells bad, even though you may be beautiful visually. If your life stinks, ew, it's the worst feeling to be around. To go in a room full of people, and if there's an off energy, it for somebody like me, I'm empathic, but for some of the rest of the normal people, they go fit right in, they start drinking line or whatever. I don't do that. I go in a room, I read the room, I scan the room, I don't drink. I don't eat a lot of bad food. So if it's other than me working, I'm gone. There's no reason for me to be there. I don't care to gossip. I don't care about this, that, and the other. I'm very proud of anyone in Hollywood. I have no ill will towards other actors, other whatever. I don't have that. You know, I know people that don't even know people. I'm like, oh, I don't like her. You don't even know that. What's wrong with you? So you don't like yourself because that's the only person you're seeing. You can't not like somebody you don't know. How are you going to like somebody you don't know? Or not like somebody you don't know? It's a feeling you have. So you need to check the feeling you have versus projecting some bull onto somebody else that's just an innocent bystander. Now, karmically, the two people are connected. It's a karmic tie because they're in within the same framework or in a connection. But if there's no action being taken and no one's, you know, like, I don't know some of these people, you know, the guy I was married to put me in a third party situation with people I don't even know. It's because somebody went back and lied and all of that. And that comes back to them. It's not bothering me. I feel bad that I made a choice of someone that would do something like that. And I didn't know it because the person presented as an entirely different thing. And then you find out after you pull off all the masks, like, wow, that's who you really are in there. Why didn't you just be yourself from the beginning? I was myself from the beginning. I am who I said I was. See, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I'm who I said I was, who I said I was. So, you know, just have to think about all these things. So I just want to talk to you guys a little bit about that because it's, you know, the world can be awfully cruel and cold and all of that if, you know, if we are not taking care of ourselves. Taking care of yourself means mental check when you get up in the morning. Are you thinking negative about anything, Osiris? If you do, come on, we're going to go chant right now. That's why I chant in the morning. So whatever all that is, if you get up overnight and the news, and my friends and their friends and society and all that, we get rid of all that. Mm-mm. That's not peaceful. And people wonder why you can go through all of these intense things and be centered. I always feel like Bruce Lee, remember in the movie, Enter the Dragon? And they threw him in a box. Instead of freaking out, oh my gosh, I'm caged in, I'm in a box. He went and sat down and went into his sutra, lotus sutra position and stayed in sati, you know, till they came in and got him out. He did not go crazy, you know, because peace is inside. It's not out in the environment of the world. It's inside. And peace has to be developed. It doesn't come easy. You have to develop peace. You got to cut off people, people that you know, you can sense that they're negative or their energy's weird or they're vampire. You know, I can feel when someone's trying to suck my energy. Like, use your own stuff. You know, people in their 60s, 70s and all that still needing validation because they never grew up inside. I grew up. I was forced to grow up at a very young age. So miss me. Nothing you can tell me about. Nothing from the U.S. Miss me. I've dealt with people from all over the world. And the U.S. is about this small in thinking and intelligence compared to the rest of the world. And that's the truth. And if you don't believe me, go outside in the rest of the world. It's so sad. You know, think about it. But anyway, I want to give a shout out again. Thank you for joining me on the Osiris Renewer Show today. I had no guests, but sometimes I don't want guests. I want to just talk to you guys and expound. And if you got questions or whatever, call the station. They'll get it to me, you know. But I want to give a shout out to all of you. I loke you. I like that you are independent and you can do your own thinking. And even if you live with family and friends, never allow another individual to dictate to who you should be. To thine self be true. To be true to thine self and to thine own self be true. You only have one person to be true to, and that's you. You know, at the end of the day, you. So anyway, you know, and then I love you for all the things you endure every day, that you don't go around whining and crying about and woe is me and I'm a victim and people did. Nobody's put chains on you. We make our own decisions, don't we? I've never seen one person put a chain on somebody other than a slave and say, you got to do this and you got to do that. If it is, it's your own weak mind. Admit you have a weak mind that needs to be built and needs to be strengthened, become resilient, and to become virtuous enough to be solid and grounded when it needs to be. No one's fault, because people are weak-willed and can be sucked into some stupid stuff. You know, that's your fault. Get some help. And then I want to thank everyone out there for supporting the station. I'd love to thank Sam Hassan, the owner. He has been stuck by me since I've been with them. I couldn't have asked for anything better. An angel in disguise. Thank you, Sam. And then if you want to check me out, I'm everywhere, all over the place at the same time. I've got a big mind that travels. So I live here in LA, but my mind is everywhere, as are people that I know, you know. And so I like being broad. I like thinking outside of the box. I like starting things. I like giving you something to think about versus just going along with the program because that's what they told you to do. I'm not one of those. I follow my own mind. I have my own beat and my own drummer. Okay, so if you need to reach me, you know where I am. Osiris_Munir_ThePainter on IG, LinkedIn, Osiris Munir, Ankh Entertainment, everywhere, all over the place at the same time. Don't forget to smile. It works wonders. This is what I doodled for you guys last night. Can you see it? It's a pencil and pen. It is not a printed thing. I doodled it, drew it, painted it with coloring calligraphy pens myself. Okay? That's how it looks sideways. It's kind of cool sideways too. Okay? All right, now see you next week. Have a lovely weekend. I love you. Bye.
You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.